Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
That time of the year, I'm sure for many of our listeners, where you've got to get the home, your house insured. And Jonathan Hare, who's the managing director of InsureMyHouse.ie, is with me to answer your questions today. How's things, Jonathan?
All good, Andrea. Thank you.
Good. This is something we all need, mortgage or no mortgage.
Correct. Everybody should have home insurance if you have possessions. A lot of people used to associate it with buying your home insurance when you took out your mortgage for your house. But now we're seeing more and more people who are families who are renting homes, and they are relying on the landlord to cover the buildings, but they should be looking to take a policy out for their own personal possessions. So yeah, it's not just the building, it's your contents that you need to focus
you
on.
You nearly need two things, don't you? Because you need the buildings, you need the home insurance, but then separately if you've jewellery, valuables, laptops.
Yes,
yeah, so contents, isn't it?
So most policies will have a buildings and a contents section to it. So if you own your own home, you have to insure the buildings if you have a mortgage. And you can then add a level of contents that you want to insure yourself onto that property. Some people may have high value items. Most common one would be an engagement ring. And they'll want that covered in the house, and sometimes they'll want it covered while they're wearing it away from home as well. And that can all be done under your home insurance policy.
Okay. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number if you have a question for Jonathan Hare this afternoon. Listener says they've recently got into cycling in the last year. They plan to invest in a road bike, probably spending about €5,000. Can they add this to the contents policy of their house insurance, or how should they insure it, Jonathan?
So we generally have about 14 to 15 different products for home insurance available in Ireland, and about 3 of them will allow for this bike to be added. So you might be with an insurance company today who will have a max value of, we'll say, €2,500 for a bike. If that's the case, you'll need to cancel your own insurance policy and take out a new one with one of the insurers who allows a value of €5,000 on the bike.
Okay, so there's 3 competitors for this.
There's really only 3 who'll do high value bikes.
Yeah, and where can you find
a broker? You'll need to go to broker, because a lot of these aren't insurers who deal direct with customers. So a lot of them will be ones where they might be UK based or they're specialist insurers. But you can get it done.
Are the local brokers still as big business?
Very, very big, especially for home. Yeah. So for home insurance, where everything's not as straightforward, the direct insurers love just to have the perfect risk that fits in their website so they can just spit a price out on. But if there's anything that's a little bit unusual, maybe you have a flat roof on a part of your building, maybe the house is a little bit older, or you want to have a bike for road, a €5,000 bike, they're not going to do that.
So you need to go to your broker for
you
this.
Do.
Right. Listener has a query about their mother's house, Jonathan. It's an old farmhouse, but 120 years old, has had different works done to it over the years, but not completely rewired. It's currently not insured at all. As she said, she's been refused cover. Are there any options for people like mum? She would be happier if it was if she could insure the house in some capacity.
So again, as we just said, that this is a case where you have an older house to start off with. So a lot of the insurers you might go to directly won't cover this property 120 years old. The rewiring then, it may be an issue as well. And again, I'm going to say, if you go to a broker, there's specific property owners policies that they might be able to get restrictions of various types of cover included, but get the home insured for example, they'll get flood cover, they get theft cover. They may exclude fire, for example, while the rewiring is being done, but give you that cover once it's completed. Mm. There are insurers, property owner insurers, who will take on this type of thing.
Yeah. Just when you go back to for a moment that you talked about the contents insurance, like, are you literally listing out your TV, furniture? Is that?
No. Typically, what you do is you would look into each of the rooms in your property and put a rough estimate on what would it cost you to replace all of these items as new. So, for example, if you're looking in your kitchen, your white goods in your kitchen are considered contents. So a 10-year-old fridge is only worth a tenner, but you have to value it for what it would cost to replace as new today. So each room, if you put a rough estimate on it and add it, the total value together, and then you insure that as a total sum insured.
Listener got engaged recently, wants to insure their engagement ring and the home insurance. How do you actually go about doing this?
Just very straightforward. Contact your insurer get a valuation from the jeweller where you purchased the ring from, and you can either add it as a listed item, which is where it's covered while it's in the house, and that's not that expensive to add it. It'll be proportionate to the sum of contents you already have insured, or you can specify it, which will give you cover not just while it's in the house, but also if you're abroad or if you're out or if it was lost or stolen away from the home.
Is there much value in ringing around for home insurance?
Absolutely is value.
Is there?
There is, because each insurer will have what they consider to be their ideal risk. So you may have an insurer who loves houses in Dublin, and you may have an insurer who doesn't particularly like houses in Dublin. So if you're just going to that one insurer, you could be with the insurer who is actually just not for you, and there may be another insurer out there that is perfect for you. So every year you get your renewal notice, you should be shopping around for your insurance.
You see, I think I use my insurer for something else as well. So because of that, they offer you like a 10% discount,
But that still might not be the best discount that you're going to get.
Listener looking for advice, Jonathan. I'm afraid I left my home insurance lapse unintentionally just about 4 years ago for health. Family issues distracted me at the time. And as I didn't get a renewal notice, I didn't notice that it was out of date. My fault, I know, but I'm now looking for a quote. Some companies won't touch it, while a few fortunately are giving me a quote at a really high price. Seems unfair. I'm probably going to have to suck it up. What can I do?
Well, some insurance companies won't insure somebody who's had a gap of cover for this long, and others will insure you, but they won't give you the benefit of your no-claims discount. They'll basically treat your no-claims bonus as null and void because it's the last time you were insured was 4 years ago. What I would do here is I'd look to try and buy for the first year the most basic policy that you can find. So, for example, take one with maybe a higher excess and covering all the basics like fire, storm, flood, theft. And next year, then you're back in the game again for having an up-to-date renewal date, having a live policy, and reshop it around then at that point.
Now, Gemma's wondering, she says she had to put a cat flap in her back door recently. I've heard anecdotally, though, that I'm now not covered by my home insurance. Is this true? I can't imagine how it would impact anything. It's tiny.
No, I think that it's one of these stories that just goes around.
But you do well to get through the cat flap.
But with everything, though, if you have a cat flap or some of this, then there is potentially need for additional security. For example, can someone get their hands through the cat flap and potentially take keys off a table? Any of these cases, I'd say just inform your insurance company that you have it. I would inform them, but I don't believe that they're going to say anything in relation to your cover or put a price increase on it or anything like that.
Thatched cottages. Listener was quoted $4,000. Not affordable. Cottage is a fire hydrant outside. Most companies won't even quote me for it, says this listener.
No, I believe there's only one insurer in Ireland now who will do thatched cottages. There's a thatched owners group set up to try to negotiate lower rates for thatched cottage owners.
Yeah.
There used to be two or three products, and that competition used to help keep the prices down. But I think there's only one available now. And unfortunately, when there's only one insurer, we're going to see high prices.
Yeah. 087 1400 106 if you have a question about your home insurance for Jonathan Hare today. This listener's mother's house is currently in probate, Jonathan. Renewal up in November. Nobody's living in the house. What can we do? What should we do?
Yeah, again, so this is very common, and you're going to have your current insurer will allow you to maintain cover. It should be insured under the estate itself, but they will restrict cover while it's unoccupied to fire and liability only. So a lot of people I would speak to I'd say to them, if you can put somebody into the house, maybe a nephew or a niece or somebody who can stay there for you, you'll still maintain full cover.
Listener had to pay an increase in their premium for having more than a 30% flat roof on their property as a result of an extension. Is that normal in the industry? Is there a particular insurer that insures this as standard? It's about 50-50 flat roof to standard roof.
So each insurance company will have a limit themselves on what percentage of the overall roof they'll allow to be flat. So some insurers have a very low limit of 15%, for example, one insurer has, while there is another insurer who will allow up to 50% for a flat roof.
Now, this is an interesting one, Jonathan. Is a house still insured if it's vacant for a month at a time? I work abroad on a rotation contract.
You need to read your own policy booklet, because there will be an unoccupied section in there, and most insurers will be somewhere around the 40, 45 days, somewhere up to 60 days, some maybe 30 days. And if the house is unoccupied for more than those 30 consecutive days, you will have a problem if you go to put a claim through. So you need to check your own policy booklet to see, how many days am I allowed to have the house unoccupied consecutively?
That could be a problem for the line of work they're in if they're away for a month at a time.
It could be.
Yeah. How do I get insurance for a heritage house close to the sea and a swamp which is rented? A swamp that's rented. Online forums all say no.
Well, again, it's back to what we said originally, there's going to be online insurers who are looking for the very standard home insurance policies, and this is one to definitely go speak to a broker about, because there are insurers who specialise in heritage insurance.
Yeah. Where do you find out? Where do you find brokers? Like, I know at home there was, you know, years ago there was loads of different actual broker office, you know, the brokerage offices that you'd pop into.
But yeah, but there's still plenty of brokers operating up in Donegal, for example. Yeah. So if you were Donegal and you wanted to Google a local broker, you will find a long list of names come up. And they've been there for a long time, those local Donegal brokers. And if you went into them, they would certainly be able to help you with this, because there are insurers who specialise in heritage risks.
Listener says, I have a small part-time massage therapy business at my house. Will I need separate insurance, an insurance policy for that, to also cover public liability and professional indemnity? And do I note this business on my main house insurance?
Yes. So some insurers will allow you to operate a small business like this from your home if you have your own liability policy. Typically, these liability policies are around 200 to 250 euros. My advice is get the liability policy, and when you have that in place, talk to your home insurer and say, look, I'm doing this from the house and I have my own liability policy for you. And they may say, that's fine. We're happy to send us in a copy and we're happy to proceed. If they say no to it, there are plenty of insurers who will say yes. Once you have the liability in place, we will offer you a home insurance quote.
Yeah, we'll have to get you back, Jonathan. Again, loads more messages coming in about home insurance from listeners. Text in for you though. Listener used to work with you many years ago. Says you're a lovely man. You inspired them to go and set up their own insurance brokerage as well. Fairview Insurance in Athlone. Paul O'Brien has got in touch from Fairview Insurance.
Well, there's a great example of a local broker who's really good at his job, and a lot of these questions Paul would be able to help most.
Yeah, if you go to the local guys. Jonathan Hare, Managing Director of InsureMyHouse.ie. Thanks a million for joining us here on the show.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.